This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 22, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Months of speculation that FAA Administrator Marion Blakey might be headed to a position in aviation's private sector were fueled by her comments at her forum at EAA Air Venture. At that time, she commented that she might be back in the future in a different capacity. Now we know what that role will be. Aero News has learned that Blakey has been named President and CEO of the Aerospace Industries Association, effective November 12th. The announcement was made Tuesday by William H. Swanson, 2007 chairman of the AIA Board of Governors and chairman and CEO of Raytheon Company. Blakey's term as the 15th administrator of the FAA ends on September 13th. She'll succeed John W. Douglas as AIA president and CEO. That's a post he's held since September of 1998. Gerald Grinstein said all along he was going to step down as Delta Airlines CEO once the bankruptcy was over. His replacement is now known, and a bit of a surprise. Richard Anderson was named CEO by the Delta Board in an announcement on Tuesday. Anderson served as CEO of Northwest Airlines from 2002 to 2004 and was named to Delta's new board of directors when the carrier emerged from Chapter 11 in April. Anderson spent 14 years at Northwest, serving as CEO as Northwest itself spiraled toward bankruptcy. Still, Daniel A. Karp, chairman of Delta's board of directors, crowed about the selection. Quote, "Well qualified with a proven track record in this highly competitive industry, Richard has a demonstrated ability to master the competitive pressures of today's marketplace with innovation and an unwavering focus on the customer. He brings complementary strengths to Delta's highly talented leadership team and high admiration for the people of Delta and their recent success in restructuring to become a fiercely competitive airline," unquote. As ANN reported last week, unexpected failures in a component of Garmin's G1000 electronic flight deck caused the company to stop shipments of the system until a resolution could be found. The problem was blamed by Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing for a halt in its aircraft production, which has idled 300 workers there. Garmin contacted ANN on Monday to report a solution is at hand, and the company is resuming shipments of the GRS-77 attitude heading reference system that's used in the G1000 installations, and that will be effective immediately. All affected aircraft manufacturers will begin receiving product at once, and production of the GRS-77 will increase incrementally. The original problem was a sudden increase in failure rates during aircraft manufacturer product flight tests, and it was traced to a production process change by a component supplier. Garmin has identified and isolated the suspect components and is conducting additional testing. Garmin tells ANN it will issue a service bulletin in the near future with instructions on how to have the affected units updated under warranty. Heralded by its characteristic twin sonic booms, the space shuttle Endeavour touched down on runway 15 at Kennedy Space Center just after 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday, undeterred by light clouds and a persistent crosswind. Endeavour launched from the Florida spaceport 2 weeks ago and arrived at the International Space Station August 10th. The astronauts conducted 4 spacewalks to continue construction and repair work at the station. The major tasks included the installation of the starboard 5 truss, replacement of a faulty attitude control gyroscope, and preparations for assembly work by future crews. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The Civil Air Patrol loses a search plane and crew. The U.S. Air Force faces a budget crisis. And a supplier says Boeing will announce an increase in Dreamliner production. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, Managing Editor Rob Finfrock shares some tips on the best ways to get your news to ANN. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. That's A-E-R-O. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.